Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz injured in an accident. Zach from New Braunfels tweets Jason and Deb says, can you have that listener back on? I just want to hear him reminisce about the 90s. Yeah, Scott seems like a fun dude. Fun dude, but we're running well behind. Romero in ATX says, Deb, isn't it obvious Jason's only fear is IRS auditophobia, the fear of getting caught with tax evasion? Uh-oh. Fun fact, the former resident of the Oval Office has it too. Hey.
Current former resident, you mean?
Thank you to the current former resident. Yeah.
Auto-internophobia.
Did my guy get back to you?
No.
Did you call?
No, you said email, okay?
I didn't say email. I said get in touch with
him.
You
sent me an email.
I don't email. I call.
You sent me an email with his email, so I emailed him, and he's currently butt-slamming me, all right? I need an accountant who doesn't talk on the phone or in person, okay? Let's handle this all in text and emails. Are you that accountant? Get at me, all right?
Accountants, it would be so easy to just bleed this man dry.
I need you to
steal all his money and disappear to
Aruba. I'll pay your fee, okay? Whatever. You know what? Let's work on a commission here, all right? You get
10%. 10% of what they save you?
20%.
Officers, my accountant stole all my money. What was it like? I don't know. It's an email address. Never met the guy.
By the way, Romero, I definitely read that as Ursaditophobia the first time, IRS auditophobia.
You were like, what is that?
Wrote it as one word. I was like, Ursaditophobia. And Florida man Kyle says, Deb, Copycat is a good flick. We can watch it when you visit.
Yes.
# wine and movies.
Put it on the list.
It's an okay flick. It's a TNT classic.
I would have put it.
I like some of those 90s or early 2000s, like female cop, bad guy, good looking, not quite sure who he is. You know, Sandra Bullock or Harry Connick Jr., they're all in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones are all great. All like To Catch a Spider, On the Run of whoever.
I would have put it in the same categories of arachnophobia. Like, I watched it when I was a kid. I remember it being cool, but now it's probably no good. But I guess arachnophobia is a flipping 92. So.
Audience score like 54, 56.
For arachnophobia?
Yeah.
Really? Get out of here, audiences. Nobody cares about you. Just like cats. Cats are jerks, man.
Everybody likes cats.
TBT.
Except for people that don't.
WJ&D coming up. Are we doing the dogs today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
That'll be a pick-me-up. But dogs, man's best friend. Cats, whatever.
Cats are awesome. You just got to... Oh, my God. I've got to show you this cat I just started following. Look at this cat. Does this cat look like he's about to kill you or
does
what?
Instagram, does not like a friendly, just like... friendly person.
Oh, like I don't just follow cats around the neighborhood.
Yes,
no. But check this cat out.
I've been stalking this cat around.
I found this cat called Pompous Albert.
That's a real cat?
Look, yeah. It's real.
That looks like a cartoon cat, man.
No, he's real. Like, this is a video. Because I thought at first this wasn't real. But he is more angry looking than Grumpy Cat. But like, even like this cat
I'd say
will
evil.
Kill you.
Like, yeah.
He will kill you in your dreams. He's amazing.
Well, I mean, that's all cats are evil.
Who is that?
At Pompous dot Albert.
Pompous
and
Albert.
His dad is like this old white guy who plays like 70s music all the time. It's really cute. But he looks like he'll kill you.
Maybe the issue is I just haven't figured out cats, and that's what an engineer named Javier Sanchez, he actually used to work on Alexa for Amazon.
Oh.
He said it's fine to call it an Echo Dot. He has developed a new app called Meow Talk that translates what your cat is saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now,
well, I would need that if I didn't happen to already be an expert on what my cats were saying.
Yeah, it's complicated because he says every cat's meows mean something different.
True.
So, like, every cat is speaking its own language. His
to
app
you, yeah.
uses machine learning and AI to learn your cat's language and then basically tell you what your cat is saying with those meows. I told Deb she should get Meow Talk and see what her cats are saying, but you say you don't need it. You already know.
I do.
Speak cat.
Yes. No, I speak my cats.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of cats in my life. In fact, there's been very short periods of time in my life where I haven't had a cat. We've always had them growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they just find me. I find them in gutters. Uh-huh. I found my cat Guinness in a car engine. I just find them, right? Or they get given to me, or they show up. That's,
or you follow them and take them home.
Follow them on Instagram and just look at pictures of them. I've never followed a cat and taken it home. That's really creepy. But my current two cats, Coco and Kit. Coco isn't much of a talker. He's the one that looks like an angel. We adopted him from Tomlinson's. He was a Williamson County reject, and
Republican cat, eh?
That's right. He and you know what? He came in disguise. He looks like a real sweet and innocent little short hair white cat. Yeah. And now look at him. He is a angelic looking long haired blue eyed demon.
Did I hear Williamson County voted for Biden? You guys, you know what? I'm gonna stop.
Stop with your rhetoric.
Stop some of the things that I've thought and said about you for 20 years.
And also vote with Chody out.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Oh, that's your boy, though.
So, yeah, that guy, he mostly doesn't talk much.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does, it's because he wants a little bit of attention. And then he puts it on strong, like, oh, look at how cute I am. Pet me. I'm really cute. And then the other one, Kit, that's mm-hmm. the one Nick ignored when he was outside at the back door crying to be let in on
a cold
August day or September day. I think it was August, but yeah. And I went out and stole him, and now he's mine. But he's the one that still suckles. My chin is always just a little bit raw.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit raw.
Hickey you sometimes, right?
Yeah, he didn't have his mummy, and we found him when he was 4 weeks old, Nick? Mm-hmm. He was too young to be away from his mum, so he likes to suckle on the inside of my hands or on my chin. And so he'll look at me sometimes, and I can tell his body language by his eyes, too. He's got the most oval eyes of any cat. God, I sound like a psycho cat owner, don't I?
You're getting a little cat lady.
His eyes are, they get really big, and he kind of looks at you really sad. And then he'll look at me and just go, murr. Like the tiniest little,
mm-hmm.
murr. And that means, bitty, mummy, bitty. And he wants to come and...
That means that he wants to suck your face?
He wants to suckle. Yeah, he's like in the mood for it. And other times, that's playing. He wants to he lays on the ground. And mm-hmm. yeah, and I've had a cat that I used to speak to before because I thought it was cool. I'd be like, hey, you know, whoop, whoop, saying the name, and they go, meow, 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 back. And then you realize after a while, oh man, that is a chatty MFing cat.
It's a real Scott of a cat.
You're right. Really, Gabby. So it's you.
I like you, Scott.
Mostly, if you have a cat from, I guess, a while, I think you can teach it to give you this as much speaking as you want, because they don't speak to each other. They'll look at each other and mm-hmm. tail wag and ear and body language and pheromones. That's how they communicate. But for us, it's verbal. So you can really kind of work with your cat if you get them at a young enough age, I guess, or you get them into a habit, a routine.
What does Kit say? Reverse engineer this one. I pooped in the tub again.
Well, it's just in the shower.
Oh, it's a shower, it's not a tub? Mm-hmm.
No, it's a shower, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stand-up shower.
Yeah.
He just actually just looks at you and goes, sorry. Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
That's your luck. Well, I'm going to go and clean it up. That's what I'm going to do about it.
Meow Talk, for those of you who don't speak cat like Deb, it's available on both app stores. It's free, but it says you probably want to get the 99-cent version to get all the features.
Oh, upgrades.
Somebody get this and talk to your cat. Find out what they're saying.
Also, I'm not just a psycho cat lady. I understand everything that my dogs say and want mm-hmm. and feel and mean when they look at me, too. So am I Deb Doolittle? Possible? Mm. Or am I just a real weirdo? Also very possible.
Can you teach me what Alfie looks like when he's like, I'm about to pee outside your office?
That's his face right now. It could happen anytime. Absolutely anytime.
Hey, speaking of dog feels, dead dog talk when we come back. Hold on.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Intern Jenna's dad tweets at Jason and Deb, says,
what up?
Telephonophobia is the real fear of making or taking telephone calls. Wikipedia has an interesting article, if it's true.
You've got that, Jason.
Again, I wouldn't call it a fear. I just really don't like doing it. It's really annoying.
It gives me super anxiety.
Yeah.
Making a phone call?
Yeah.
Oh.
Intern Jenna's dad, Billy, one time, we've never talked on the phone, but like one time I gave him these digits, and then like 2 minutes later, my phone rang from Grapevine, and I was like, who the hell is this? Ignore. and then he texted me a second later. I was like, oh, damn it. I didn't know that you were going to call me. My bad. But also, yeah. Let's not. We can handle this on text, right?
Okay.
And we did.
We did. Work on this. There are phobias you can work on, but like being freaked out about talking to someone.
I'm not
on
freaked
the phone.
Out. I'm just annoyed.
I'm talking to Nick.
It's called the order online button.
Oh yeah.
But no, like you know when you leave a voicemail and it just goes on for way too long and you realize like I'm like I need to shut up and stop talking.
Mm.
That's me on the phone all the time.
Swinger style, Mike from Swingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't do that, man.
Mm.
Yeah. I remember the first time I ordered pizza online and the Domino's called me to confirm my order. I'm like, you have defeated the whole process, okay? I was trying to not have a human interaction and now you've called to, what have we done? And they're like, nobody ever orders online. I just were making sure it was a real order. Yeah. It was like 2005 or something like that. Brett with 1T says, how would Cat Jason say, I broke another toilet, then drunkenly start crying, saying, please don't be so nice to me, as the other cats clean up the kitty litter and paw blood all over the floor.
This seems very precise.
Hashtag meow. Hashtag meouch. Good for you, Brett. Good for you. We have another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win coming up in just a few minutes.
It's Thursday, and Jason and Deb are here to remind you of the good times. The background time radiation is fluctuating wildly.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
It's TBT with J&D.
This chronological wang-dang-doodle could destroy the very matrix of reality.
17 separate temporal violations, the biggest file on record.
It's supposed to be about reminiscing about the good times.
Mm.
Is this good times?
Remember the good times before
you know
this
what?
Time.
Yeah, we can look at this and say they were the bestest boys and how the heck did we lose both of our beloved dogs just a day apart?
So we're coming up on 2 years, right?
The 16th of November.
Yeah.
2 year anniversary of the day I had to put Blue Boy down.
Yours was the day after Thanksgiving, right?
No, his was the day after. Well, it was Saturday. I put Blue down on a Friday afternoon, and Silent J died in his sleep on the Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
So it was like a day and a half.
It could be
later.
The 17th or the 18th. I found out the morning of the 18th.
Okay.
Both Deb and I's dogs died. 2 days, 1 to 2 days apart, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. What a fun time.
Just like how you guys would go out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Does that mean I'm going first?
Go to 101.
That's fine. Then you can be the one mourning for the next day and a half.
For 36 hours? Go to 101x.com. You can follow along. And there's lots of fun old school pictures of our dogs, including this iconic Bad John Paul photo where both of us are naked but obscured our naughty bits with our own animals.
I think we did this for a Mansa pet.
I just did it to see you naked.
I was doing a lot of hiding from you that day. Years ago we took these pictures when both of our dogs were in just great health.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked like I was in better health than I am today. I shaved my head. And we had raised money for a Mansa pet. And we told the listeners if we raised more than $20,000, we would pose naked.
Really? We did that?
I believe that's what we did.
And it happened? We raised $20,000? Good for us.
And for the listeners. They're the ones that did it.
Yeah. Well, it was $40,000 for a Mansa pet to see Deb naked, and it was $20,000 to not see you naked.
Oh.
We canceled out. We hit our goals.
Not sure about the math on that
one. You were so drunk in that picture.
Well, look, man, you got to get me lubed up if you're going
like
to take
every
all my
TBT we do
all my clothes off of me.
The next picture.
Picture two is at the OG Dick House.
These boys were so young then.
Yeah.
You and I had just started working together, and I think this might have been Silent J and Blue Boy's first date.
I feel like for some reason I was not there.
You were there.
I was
there.
You
were probably just drunk.
No, I think you were using my house for something while I was out of town.
Uh-uh.
What were you doing over there?
I came to see you.
Oh. That's weird. You just come over to my house.
And then the next picture, of course, Silent J just wanting to hump everybody and everything all the time.
Silent J, he had a little bit of a... Picture number three is really good. Look, Blue's presenting himself, all right?
He's not presenting himself.
I see the stuff. Yeah,
you know what the problem was? You did not fix your dog.
There's like a whole photo essay of Silent J humping him.
Oh my God, now he's getting him from the front.
Yeah,
with his tongue out.
Goes for the face.
You pervert, Silent J.
I speak dog. Silent J is saying, hey, Blue, strengthen your spirit.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah, he was not fixed for a while. He learned how to hump.
And the trouble was, after hump, he still humped.
Yeah. He liked to hump Aiden as well. My nephew Aiden.
That. When he was little.
Well, when Aiden was big dog size, Silent J would hump him.
Silent J would look at him and go, "You look just like Blue.
We got more.
I can't quit you."
More Aiden content later on today because he's a jerk.
Oh, excellent.
But Silent J liked to hump, and also I think had like some little man dog syndrome. Mm-hmm, so he'd see a big dog and be like, "What's up, bitch? You wanna go? I'm ready."
I also remember this day of the two guys playing, as Nick put it in the picture, or poor Blue getting face humped by Silent J, was the day that R.I.P. Blue Boy destroyed Silent J's toy that it had for 3 years.
Yes. That was the day that I learned that the dog toys don't just last forever.
Dog is like one go.
I bought 1 year old Silent J like 3 dog toys. He would have had them his entire life until Blue came over and it was gone in 15 minutes.
They spoke different languages when it came to toys.
Was this before or after the humping? Because I want to know.
Did you have revenge?
Did Blue do it in retaliation or did Silent J do his thing in retaliation?
Picture 6 is Deb with no top on. So we're 2 out of the 6 photos with nudity.
Topless sunbathing in the back garden with the white trash sprinkler on and mimosas and Blue Boy and me sitting on my towel.
Blue Boy having a mimosa.
Yeah.
Get it on, buddy.
He liked it. Blue Boy was a big fan of Sunday brunch.
Yeah. Who took that photo?
Jeff.
Oh,
extreme close up.
That was a good ass picture of me. Picture 7 is...
It's not all about you, Jason. Me. We're looking at pictures of your dog.
Well, Silent J always looks good, all right? But yeah.
He looks particularly like cute gremlin in this picture.
Yeah, yeah. That's adorable, Silent J. I just remember old man crotchety Silent J who was like yelling at kids to get off his lawn.
Here's the problem with this picture where it appears that, he's face cuddling me.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Waffles, my roommate's dog, he will face cuddle anytime. Silent J, no face cuddle. You can see... I'm having to hold him.
My knuckles are in the
corner of this photo. I have to hold him up to my face to take this adorable photo.
Aww.
And he's looking up at me. He's like, "What are you doing?
Help me.
Is this for Bumble again?
Also,
can't you score any on your own?
Look at that wonky eye of his.
What are you talking about, wonky eye?
That is a wonky eye.
Look at all the whites in that eye right there on the left.
That's a wonky eye.
Now you know how it feels, don't you?
No, I don't, because that is not a wonky eye.
Fast forward quickly to
eyes. What are you doing with your eyes?
Now, this picture, Blue's a model. This was taken by Rough Adventures ATX. They're a dog photography business. If you want a beautiful portrait of your dog, go get one. That's Blue Boy in the blue bonnet.
Pretty adorable.
And yeah, he's really good. Blue Boy was very so well mannered and listened ever so well. And so I would sit him in this particular pose, and it looks like he's smiling, but honestly, he's saying, "I'm so hot. Can we get the F out of here?" Because we were trying to take pictures in these blue bonnets, and there was all these people ruining it for everyone. Look, Silent J's in one.
His own blue bonnet photo.
Look at those lovely apartments behind.
You would explain how I'm a bad dog owner. Okay, maybe. I didn't take like any of these photos. I don't know who is the photographer here.
I bet sure your mom did. Yeah.
I never planted Silent J in some blue bonnets.
This might have been me and Jeff. Because we would take him out with us sometimes when we worked out. Is this behind your building?
I don't recognize those apartments, so no, I don't think so. But, Yeah.
Oh, man, look at that next picture.
So,
talk about happy dog.
This is not posed or anything like that.
No.
You came home and Blue had actually destroyed a couch cushion to this degree.
Yes.
So
what happened was, my friend came over and she brought her little boy. And this is right at the beginning of me living in the house that I live now. So like within the last 5.5 years. So the little boy was probably 2 or 3 and they were just like nappy training him. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't wearing one. And he was sitting on my couch and he just peed his pants. And so I had to pull the couch covers off to wash them. And luckily it just like saturated the couch cover. So I took them off to wash them. And so these were the underneath things. And I came home and Blue had just said, "I helped you, Mum. You don't have to put those cushions on anymore." Yay.
How long would it? Because like Silent
J. How long would that take for Blue to do? 5 minutes.
He eventually dug a hole into the back of the couch where he would sleep. But it took him 3 years. This is 5 minutes worth of work for Blue.
Yeah, it's very
poor old Silent J worked for years.
Now this is
look at Silent J in the picture.
I've never seen this photo before. This is so money because. Silent J, this is taken from outside my window.
Sorry.
And you see Silent J peeking out the window, and he's able to now see out the window because
See, Blue is just doing him a solid.
The blinds that used to exist there, Blue has karate chopped them in half.
With his mouth.
I think that Blue took that picture, and he put Silent J in there as like a frame job. He was like, one me. Major Schnauzer over here.
Never replace those blinds, by the way. That's
never ask me.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
What's the size of it? I don't know the size, the color. Like, where do you want me to go? I mean, I'd be happy. You don't live there anymore. It's fine.
Picture 12 is a screen cap of Blue's Facebook page. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that still active?
Yes. Do I know the login? No. If you see Blue Boy O'Keefe, go say something.
13 is Silent J in Deb's backyard.
Oh, right? Yeah, that
he
is my old backyard. Yeah.
He would when he'd have a certain level of haircut growth. This is it, where one ear would flop down and one would stick straight up.
Oh, is that because his hair was weighing him down?
Yeah, like because when his hair is short, both of his ears would just stick up like he's a gremlin, and when it gets long enough, so they would flop down. But yeah, he would have a 2 week period. Where the right ear would flop down, left ear stick up.
That's precious.
Yeah, that's pretty money, Sanjay.
I like that. I like that he's very versatile in his look, you know? Blue Boy just had one look. Awesome always. Oh, look at little squinty eyes.
The tennis ball?
That was when you guys played tennis that day, and you dressed as Rafael Nadal.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good bulldog.
I bought some women's clothes at Academy and eventually returned them after Mike beat me in tennis. How many of you? There's a whole
bunch. There's like over 100.
Oh, really?
I put everything.
Oh, look, this is one of our first. Hey, Jason and Deb have a new show together. Let's take pictures. Why am I in between your legs?
I don't know.
One of us thought that was a good idea.
Probably should have ironed my shirt if it was photo day.
That's the shirt I just ironed for you.
Yeah, that shirt gets wrinkly real good. Silent J at Home Depot.
That obviously wasn't you taking him.
My mom who took a picture. Blue is the referee.
Oh, Halloween.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, I did give Blue some cute. Look at that.
What is that?
That was for no particular reason.
Goldilocks? Blue, you biting on my game? You trying to be Goldilocks?
I thought it was Tinkerbell, but that's
no,
he's
nothing. I took him over to my friend's house and the little boys dressed him up and put makeup on his face. There are some. Then he's like Zebrahead, Jason.
Oh.
Your favorite band.
I like Zebrahead.
Did you put a cute pig hat? He's a striped zebra, obviously.
That's how it was labeled when I uploaded.
Was pig hat?
Did it?
Yeah. Right then. Apparently, there's hundreds of photos at 101x.com.
Some of them we have clothes on.
Of our dead dogs. Go check it out,
man. Some of them we don't.
R.I.P. Silent J.
Love you, Blue Boy.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Debbie, Morning X. An Amazon Echo Dot could be yours coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that. Daniel tweets at Jason and Deb, says, my sweet Zoe girl was born on November 17th, 2018. Reincarnation of your late beloved fur babies. Look at Zoe. Got some blue in her.
Wow, gorgeous. I'm so happy that you have Zoe.
Florida man Kyle tweets at Jason and Deb, says, such a great tribute to both pups. They are smiling and in heaven. My favorite Silent J picture is the one on Jason's old MySpace page. It was Allison holding Silent J in front of an Applebee's and was captioned, my three favorite things. Well, at least I still have Applebee's. Dan's the man says, beautiful pics of your dogs, Blue and Silent J. Funny how Silent J can cover Jason's entire slam dress area. look, that's not.
Oh my God, this picture. Yeah, look, Jason, funny. I don't know if you got to this one yet. Obviously, you know it because you saw it. You probably took it. But Silent J hiding behind a pillow on Jason's bed is like, Papa. Please come to bed. I'm ready.
You know, that was actually at 5-something in the morning. I remember getting up and I would get up and get ready for work. And he would not move from the bed. And he was just looking up at me like, hey, turn the light off, Dick. Not all of us are going to work right now.
What is this device that you have next to the remote? Like the diabetes medication machine?
No, that is one of the first portable phone chargers. Like,
wow.
You know, like now it's like the size of like a, you know, a little cigarette light or something like that. But yeah, my mom bought me that for Christmas. It's like, hey, now your phone will never die when you're out on the go. I was like, well, except for I have to carry this gigantic. Okay, good, fine. And at Debo_Keefe says, hey. Deb, as the person responsible for destroying those blinds, you should have gone to measure them and replace them.
Yeah, I should have done that.
It's crazy because I still own that home, and there's a nice lady who lives there. I'm sure she's nice. She's a huge pain in the ass. When she moved.
Oh, yeah. She wanted you to change a light bulb.
When she first moved in, she was calling twice a week about this doesn't work, this doesn't work. And one of the things was the light in the bathroom doesn't work. And I'm like, get a light bulb. It's not my job to go to the store and buy a light bulb. And yet she never has. I swapped the chewed up blinds with a smaller windows blinds. So those were fine, but now the big ass window the blinds don't go down all the way. Shut them all the way.
And
so
she's
said anything about the 6 inches of window that you can't close.
Maybe she has an animal that sits right there and enjoys
the
lookout space.
Yeah. All right.
It's good people watching from that spot.
101x.com. Go check out pictures of our dogs. Sports brought to
Nick,
you.
Nick, you mislabeled this one.
You okay. Jerk.
Blue and Georgie, that's Blue and Charlie.
Georgie, Charlie.
I'll fix it.
Oh.
Please do. Look, it's this one. It's very important. Charlie has the black nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And George has a black spot on his eye right here, on his top of his nose. Very different animals.
Sports brought to you by Rework Now. Hey, you remember yesterday when I said things were turning bad for college football? Well, they're worse. The SEC that had already postponed Alabama, LSU, and Auburn, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M, Tennessee, added Georgia, Missouri to the list yesterday. Missouri has got the COVIDs because of positive tests and contact tracing. They cannot field a team for this Saturday. So there are four games off of the SEC slate for this weekend. It was maybe kind of the game of the week, Maryland and Ohio State, just because Maryland has Tua Tagovailoa's younger brother, and Ohio State's really good. That game is off because the Terps got COVIDs. I'm starting to feel like might have to. Is this possible? Can we go NBA style and delay things?
Oh, that would make
sense. People want to start. Everybody's insistent that the college football playoff starts on New Year's Day. The Rose Bowl has to be New Year's Day. How about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, why not?
Let's just take our time.
Just move it.
Everybody just
forward.
Chill out a little while and get healthy. Go out and play the football games.
That would be hilarious because I remember when we first started, everybody was like, why don't you guys just play in the spring? And everybody was like, no, that's stupid. That's dumb, spring football.
Well, it was stupid.
Why not?
It was stupid. But if you want to finish.
Play football was stupid.
But I like football.
I understand that. That's why we do it.
I like football.
That is both very correct reactions from the fans. Yeah.
We have Amazon Echo Dots to give away every day this week. Right now, 512-835-1015 is your opportunity. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we going to play, man?
Jason, I know you don't like saying Echo Dot, but your kids are going to love it.
All right. That game. This What Year Was It game is coming up next. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
A handful of more Amazon Echo Dot Alexa technology device thingies to give away, including right now when we play another edition of But Your Kids Are Gonna Love It. This is the game where Nick is going to tell us a song, a movie, and a news headline that all came out of the same year.
Correct.
Probably sometimes. According to
more times than not
in-depth research. And Deb and I just try to guess what year was that via as close as possible, scoring cumulative, have the smallest number possible by the end of the game, and you're going to win. We each play on behalf of a listener. Jerry called first, chose Team Deb. Jerry. And Sandra, I will be playing for Sandra. So if I win, Sandra, you're getting an Amazon Echo Dot. Deb is playing for Jerry. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Nick, fire it off, man. What's number one?
In what year did Cardi B release Bodak Yellow? Did I, Tanya hit theaters? Could you have seen the headline? Yes, Donald Trump really did look into the sky during the solar eclipse.
Tanya Harding.
I, Tanya,
turned 50 yesterday. Happy birthday, Tanya. And for some reason on a sports talk, that led us to talking about the movie I, Tanya. And Ed was just convinced that that is her sex tape. I'm like, no, they made a movie. I guess Tanya Harding really did do a sex tape thing.
Yeah. I mean, she went through a lot of career choices.
I don't know that I saw that. But yeah, it's like, no, there's an Oscar-nominated film, I, Tanya.
I thought it was great.
Margot Robbie. Yeah, it's very good.
Tanya and Jeff's wedding night. Yeah.
No, thank you.
So, like, did it get leaked, or did they put it out themselves in a...
I think that they sold it after the fact, like, years later, trying to get some money. If I'm remembering correctly. Maybe it's the where he...
Poor Tanya Harding looks at I, Tanya, the whole time and is like, I wish I looked as good as Margot Robbie looks when I look bad as she portrays me. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Pretty sure I nailed this one right on the flipping head, man. 2017.
That's what I got. 2017.
2017 it is.
One of the pictures in our TBT WJD gallery is Blue Boy wearing his eclipse glasses because I didn't want him to do a Donald Trump and look into the sky unprotected.
I was looking at all those pictures because there's a whole series of sunglasses ones. And I'm like, damn, Blue, you know how to wear some sunglasses. I can't pull
that
off.
That's good, huh?
Yeah.
And they weren't just mine, but he went through, we went through a phase where we were just, on Sunday brunch, we would just borrow people's sunglasses to take pictures with Blue.
Nice.
And, so he had quite the designer array. And yeah, he knows how to wear a pair of sunglasses.
Did he ever leave any on the top of his car and then drive away?
Let's see. Shut up. Why you even bring that up, Jason?
Sorry.
Togs don't drive.
Can't buy those anymore now.
Who is the guy? Thomas Ford?
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford. Can't call him Thomas? That's what his friends call him. Thomas Ford.
It's actually Tom Fordus.
Wow.
No good.
What's number two?
Number two. In what year did Katy Perry release Roar? Was her in theaters? And could you have seen the headline? Baseball writers pitch Hall of Fame shutout.
What? Say it in a normal voice, the last
baseball
thing.
Baseball writers pitch Hall of Fame shutout.
Baseball writers
pitch Hall of Fame shutout.
Hall of Fame shutout. I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's not going to help you, but I'll tell you. The baseball writers are the ones who elect players to the Hall of Fame. And in this year, they elected zero players.
Oh, why didn't you just say that then?
That's not a fun headline. That's a fun headline the way Nick did it.
About the facts, please. Jesus. No alternative facts.
Perry,
huh?
Roar. Her. Baseball riders get extra stuffy.
Let me think for a second about him.
Got the first two, right? Two.
I got the first three.
And a zero. Oh, yeah, I got the first three and a one.
Just giving it all away, huh? Golly.
All right.
Time is hard.
I'm ready.
They are hard. Roar does nothing for me. That actually is confusing me.
That's a good song.
Because,
Sorry.
You're offended by the roaring?
I'm not offended.
I don't even really know which one that is. I like Katy Perry things.
I
would have thought Roar was after my Katy Perry phase, which makes me feel like it's dragging me later. But it's also her. I remember I had a very religious experience in her movie theater. Told you guys about it. And I felt like it was 2013.
All right,
I got 14.
It was either 13 or 14 for me.
It's 2013.
Yeah.
What month, though? I need to see. I want a recount.
What month?
Count the years.
In the movie Her, Joaquin Phoenix finds out that Scarlett Johansson
is talking to thousands of other people.
His operating system is cheating on him, talking to other people.
Cheating on him.
And she goes,
she's doing her job.
He goes, how many other people are you thinking of? Are you talking to? And as I'm sitting there alone in the movie theater, I was just like, I wonder what is the do some as approximations here. What is the number that she? Yeah. And my brain,
I got a 5-1 statistics.
My brain just said 6,147, and then she says 6,147. I perfectly guessed the four-digit number of how many dudes she was cheating with.
She wasn't cheating with.
Do you know how unbelievably impossible that is?
It wasn't necessarily all dudes. It was people.
I started hyperventilating in the theater. Okay, I couldn't eat popcorn for the next like 90 seconds.
This theater that is allegedly empty of all other witnesses.
Are you saying that I didn't do this? That I didn't?
Show me here.
Show me the receipts.
Yeah. I will come clean on this part. The number is not 6,147. You would think of a religious experience like this, I would remember the number forever.
I have no idea
what number it was. But I promise you, I thought of the number, then she said it after I had already thought it. That was the closest I've ever come to touching God. All right.
What about the time that you predicted your Uber driver was going to get into an accident, and then they did?
That was also close to touching God. All right, score update us after 2, although I know my score.
Jason is 0, Deb is 1.
Okay. Ooh, look at us.
Although I know my score.
That's what I said.
SMDH.
What's the problem?
Although I know my score.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I know my score too, Jason.
I'm picturing you running out of that theater and just like telling everybody, like just you throw your popcorn up in the air and you're like, I did it.
Every time her comes up, he tells this story.
It seems to bother you.
Yeah, you're just be a little more humble every now and then.
Yeah.
Too full of yourself.
What's the third one, Nick?
In what year did Coolio release Fantastic Voyage? Did Ace Ventura Pet Detective hit theaters? And could you have seen the headline? Why me? Maniac attacks Olympic skater.
Huh.
Is this Nancy Kerrigan? There's quite the connection here. Is there a theme, Nick?
Nope.
What was the first one?
Coolio.
Coolio, Fantastic Voyage.
The original Ace Ventura, right?
Jason, I just Googled this. It says Samantha only had 41 partners.
No.
Oh, wait, that's Sex and the City.
Oh, my God.
No good.
Nah, it's not bad. No,
that was good.
Samantha had 41 partners on Sex and the City?
That's what this thing said.
That's pretty cool. Did they keep stats for all of them?
That seems low. Probably. There were 7 seasons.
Yeah, but like,
I've had more than that in 7 seasons.
She had a real one. I think 41 on screen.
Oh, yeah. 41 men, probably. 1 woman.
Yeah.
Not including the movies.
It's about right.
Yes, the original Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Are you ready? Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready. I don't know. Hang on. Give me 3 more seconds.
Okay.
Charlotte and Carrie were tied with 18 guys, and then Miranda was 17.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'm going to stick with my answer.
Can you look up the characters on Girls?
Kind of lost.
Season 3 of Girls is kind of unbelievable, guys. It's real good. It's real. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
So the Summer Olympics are 88, 92, 96, 2000. The Winter Olympics, are they the other? Are they 2 years askew? Sometimes they fall on the... It's weird what you do in 1994. That's my answer.
I was thinking of 94, and then I don't know. I'm lost on this one completely. I've got 97.
Sure, stuck with the first brain. It's 94.
94. I felt too early for Ace Ventura, but what do I know?
All right. What's number 4, Haji?
In what year did Modest Yahoo release One Day? Did Avatar hit theaters? And could you have seen the headline? Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, simply now Rod. No.
It's Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
Okay. Go for it, buddy. You can do it. No. Strengthen your spirit.
Illinois Governor.
Oh, sorry. Your spirit is strong enough.
Just don't keep my spirit's name out of your mouth. Just do that for me, okay? Do me a favor and do that. Okay. Worry about your own damn spirit. Can't even run across the highway. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, now simply Blagoya gone.
Did you make that up? Blagoya gone?
No, that's from the New York Post.
Nice. Yeah. Avatar.
He's the one who couldn't stop showing his stuff to people, right?
Maybe. No. That's Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
Oh, yeah. Wiener loved sharing it, didn't he?
I know what he did, but that's...
Oh.
You can share. It's fine. It doesn't really help that. He sold somebody's Senate seat.
Yeah. Obama's.
Yeah.
And then Obama's like, well, I guess if I sold my Senate seat, I'll have to run for president, so...
I'm ready.
That was stupid on my part. I just said he sold somebody's Senate seat, and then you said Obama's. That kind of gives the answer away. 2009.
That late?
Well, he was a senator up until
2001. I don't even thinking
senator
about
until
that.
2008.
Well, I didn't know what he was. Just, I wasn't thinking of the news headline.
2009.
Yeah, these news things don't always. They don't get me. Plus, the way he says things, I don't understand what he's saying. So it's like the shut out of the pitch of the something. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Should I usually go for a score update here? Give us a score update, Nick.
Deb is off by 12.
Yeah.
Jason, off by 0.
I am not talking about my perfect game, not in an effort to not be so full of myself, but because you don't talk about a perfect game while it's going on.
Really?
So,
that's weird, because I just heard the phrase perfect game twice.
I'm not talking about it, though.
Oh, no, you're not? Who is then?
But nobody, all right? Because you don't talk about a perfect game while it's going on. You can talk about how you're not talking about a perfect game going on. That's acceptable.
It's like 5 times
but
now.
But you can't talk about a perfect game while it's happening.
So. Well,
Jason, what's the last one?
See how your perfect game handles this. In what year did Band-Aid release Do They Know It's Christmas? Was the last Starfighter in theaters? And could you have seen the headline, Jeopardy revived with new host Alex Trebek?
Got the number one answer.
The number one answer?
Yeah, I've got the precise answer. Correct. Down to the...
Ooh, this is
interesting. I could give you to the month.
Are you willing to bet that Deb does not have the exact right answer? All of your zeros for her ones.
No, I'm not. Coward. What were the first two?
Band-Aid released Do They Know It's Christmas, and The Last Starfighter was in theaters.
Man, I don't even know what those are.
One's a song, one's a movie.
Yeah.
Which is which? Up to you to find out.
Will we ever know? By the way, you throwing trash onto Alfie's bed was really disrespectful, because now he's on the floor.
Did I throw trash on Alfie's bed?
Yes.
Oh, I threw recycling on Alfie's bed.
Okay. Either way, very disrespectful.
My bad, Alfie. I didn't know. I threw it at the thing. It rebounded off to the...
So you knew that it rebounded and didn't go in. Didn't think to pick it up.
I did not know, because I knew look through it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Sander, we got the win locked up here, but I got perfect game implications on the line. They said he hosted Jeopardy for 37 years. Okay. Does the count that 1984?
1984 is the correct answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, 1984, Deb O'Keefe right on the button.
I knew Band-Aid came out in 1984 just because it was a classic mega hit. Last Starfighter, didn't know. But actually, I read something, because Alex Trebek died this week, that he started in 1984. I wouldn't have known that until he died.
Good job knowing and not just using math,
hey,
nerd.
Look, guys, what has happened here, okay?
We don't talk about it.
Yeah,
The perfect game has been complete.
You're
right?
Full of yourself enough. You don't need other people's
this
praise or congratulations.
This will never happen again. This is an unbelievable thing that has taken place.
Do it 2 weeks in a row.
Then you're enjoying it for yourself. You don't need anyone else to enjoy
guys,
it for you.
You guys
what?
Are.
If you weren't so much like this, you would get people saying, well done.
It's a shame.
Is it a shame that you're a terrible loser and a terrible winner?
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.